A Teacher of Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1873. Tassia walked into the house and handed her riding whip and gloves to Yates, the butler.
Did you have a nice ride, Miss Tassia?
Delightful, thank you, Yates. Any sign of Papa yet?
I don't think his lordship will arrive much before dinner, Miss Tassia.
Then I have plenty of time to change. Tassia ran up the stairs, thinking how much she had enjoyed riding in Rotten Row, although it would have been even more enjoyable if she had been in the country. Her father, however, had insisted on her coming to London. She had reluctantly left the horses she adored in the country. The horses were extra special to her, because for the last 2 years they had been almost her only companions. When she was 18, Tassia, the daughter of Lord Salwick, had been about to make her debut in the London season. She had inherited her mother's good looks and was exceedingly beautiful with her glorious golden hair. Her father had thought it only needed the expensive wardrobe he had purchased for her for Tassia to become one of the beauties of the London season. She would certainly eclipse, he thought proudly, all the other young debutantes who were being presented at court at the same time. Tassia had been christened Anastasia, after one of her godmothers, a Russian princess, but from the moment she could speak, she had called herself Tassia. Her father and mother finally gave up the effort of attempting to make people call her by her longer and more distinguished name. Everything was arranged for her ball at their large house in Grosvenor Square, and already her many friends had begun to invite her to the season's balls and parties. Then, unexpectedly, just 6 weeks before they were to move to London, Tassia's mother, Lady Salwick, was taken seriously ill. The doctors found it difficult to diagnose her illness, but she needed nursing both night and day, making it impossible for her husband and Tassia to leave her. Tassia adored her mama and was at her bedside every possible moment. Sadly, Lady Salwick died after a year's illness, and her husband and daughter had been heartbroken. As they were now in deep mourning, it meant that it was impossible for Tassia to join in the London season. So she remained in the country and rode her horses daily on her father's estate. As the family home was in a rather isolated part of the country, there were few neighbours, and she seldom saw anyone of her own age. But even though she spent most of her time alone, she was never lonely. She was most content being with her father, who was an extremely intelligent man. An ardent reader with an inquisitive mind, their huge library that had been added to by generation after generation was a constant source of delight for her. Tassia had been a prize student at her school for young ladies in Florence and had a natural aptitude for languages. She had come away with many prizes, and the headmistress had said proudly that she was undoubtedly one of their most outstanding pupils. But now it was the end of April, and after quietly celebrating her 20th birthday in the countryside, her father said that they must go to London. He declared that he would give the ball he had always promised her, but she could hardly call herself a debutante at 20. "I think it is an advantage," Tassia said adamantly. "I was always convinced that I should find myself surrounded by giggling girls, fighting amongst themselves to capture the best title. Now I am past that, and can enjoy the ball without fear." Her papa had laughed.
"That is so true. At the same time, my dearest, you have missed the opportunity of entering the social world in which your mother was such a successful hostess."
"I could never be as good as mamma at anything, but I will certainly try."
"What you have to do is to find yourself a charming and influential husband," her father had answered. Tassia had chuckled.
"Perhaps they don't make them in your image any longer, Papa, but I do hope that my dream man will turn up sooner or later." Her father had not said any more. When they moved up to London, it was to find the arrangements he was making for her were more difficult than he had expected. First of all, he invoked the assistance of his female relatives. They were very frank with him, making it clear that Tassia was now too old for debutante balls and too young for the parties given for married ladies, who disliked having to compete with unmarried females. Dismayed, Lord Salwick found that whilst everyone was delighted that he was giving a ball, they made excuses not to...